In 2011, a GOP sweep of Wisconsin state government led to the quick passage of Act 10. The law severely limited collective bargaining for teachers and most other public workers across the state. Since its enactment, supporters say the law saved the state and local government school districts money, but opponents say that was all at the expense of workers. Earlier this week, a Dane County judge overturned much of Act 10, and Republicans are promising to appeal the ruling, and the remaining public sector unions are hopeful the change can stick. Joining us now to discuss all of this is WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
All right. So take us back to 2011. Remind us exactly the context in which state government existed at the time, how this law was passed, and how it was received at the time.
Well, you referenced that Republican takeover of state government, and it was just a very dramatic takeover. You went from all Democratic control of state government, the governor's office, the assembly, and the Senate, to all Republican control. And they were led by Republican Governor Scott Walker, who had run on the promise of an austerity budget. He ran on promising to make public workers contribute more to their health insurance and their pensions. What he didn't run on was talking about basically ending the power of public sector unions to negotiate. And so when he introduced that, it was a real shock to the system. I think unions saw what they were up against right away. And you saw massive protests at the Capitol. Tens of thousands of people would gather regularly for about a month. And it was one of the most tumultuous times in state government history.
So the law has been around for 13 years, and this is not the first time that this has actually been challenged in court. So I'm wondering what the difference is now between those previous suits and why this one might actually have a chance of surviving.
Yeah, it was actually upheld twice in 2014, in state court and in federal court. The federal court decision was handed down by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. It was decided on federal issues, like whether it violated the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. And the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals said, you know, that it did not, and it upheld the law. In state court, it was upheld by a then conservative majority on the state Supreme Court. And essentially, that majority said that public sector unions are a creation of the state, a creation of the legislature, and they can be taken away. That case was brought by a different group of unions than the current case, and it was a more broad challenge. This case is really focused on whether Act 10 creates employees that have similar responsibilities, like police officers and firefighters on one hand, and conservation wardens and corrections officers on the other hand. They have very similar public safety goals, but the police and firefighters have union rights. The conservation wardens and the corrections officers don't. This lawsuit says that violates the state constitution, and a Dane County judge agreed.
So this ruling was handed down, and what exactly does that mean now? Can public sector unions immediately start bargaining over their wages again, or is it a bit more complicated than that?
It's already been appealed by Republicans who run the state legislature, and so I think there's a good chance that we have to wait for that court battle to play out first. I think for public sector unions, there would be the matter of rebuilding first. One of the things that Act 10 did was made it harder for them to exist, made it harder for them to collect dues. It made it harder for them to recertify. So it's not like they're just waiting there to go back to the table. And I think there is a good chance that whatever happens will await this appeal. Right now, it's before a state appeals court, but it could head, and it will likely head, to the state Supreme Court, which has the final say.
What about for where things go from here, Sean? What are options now for Republicans? If this thing is exactly, like you said, going to be headed to the state Supreme Court, what happens from there?
It's a good question. Right now, we do have a liberal majority on the state Supreme Court. In fact, Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who flipped the court in 2023, talked about how she thought that the dissent in the Act 10 case 10 years ago got it right. So if it were heard by this court, there's a chance that the lower court ruling would be upheld and Act 10 would be struck down. But there is an election in April that will again decide the ideological balance of the court. So you can expect that this Act 10 issue will be front and center in that race.
Sean Johnson, he is our Capital Bureau Chief here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex.